It's Sunday, March 1st, and welcome to Higher IQ. If you've been on TikTok or Instagram at all this year, you've seen it. The Snapchat dog filters, the mannequin challenge recreations, the oversaturated selfies from a decade ago. 2026 is the new 2016 has become one of the biggest trends of the year so far, with over 55 million videos on TikTok alone. John Legend posted, Reese Witherspoon posted, Kylie Jenner brought back King Kylie. Everyone, it seems, wants to go back to 2016. We get why. But we wanted to go back one more decade. Because we're 90s babies. And when we think about a time that actually felt different, like fundamentally different, and it's not 2016, it's 2006. Riding bikes to your friend's house and leaving them on the front lawn. Stopping at the gas station for ices on the way home. Playing outside until the streetlights came on and your mom yelled your name from the porch. That was a different kind of life. And comparing all 3 years, 2006, 2016, and now, tells you something about what's actually changed that no throwback photo can capture. A Big Mac in 2006 ran you about $2.75. Today, the national average is $5.17, and if you're in Massachusetts, you might be paying north of $7 for the same sandwich. But the one that really tells the story is college. In 2006, average in-state tuition at a public university was around $6,500 a year. This year, it's nearly $12,000, almost doubled in 20 years, while wages haven't come close to keeping up. The gap between what things cost and what people earn has quietly become the background hum of American life, and most of us just absorb it without ever doing the math across two decades like that. But when you line up the numbers side by side, 2006 to 2026, it's hard not to feel like something fundamental shifted while we weren't paying attention. But prices aren't really what people are nostalgic for. What they miss, even if they can't articulate it, is how time worked. In 2006, the Kaiser Family Foundation found that kids ages 8 to 18 were spending about 6 hours and 20 minutes a day on media. Most of that was television. You watched what was on, when it was on, and if nothing good was on, you turned it off and found something else to do. Social networking was about 22 minutes a day, mostly spent customizing your MySpace page with HTML you barely understood and agonizing over your top 8. Your phone was a Razr or a Sidekick, and it lived in your pocket, not in your hand. Aim away messages were how you told the world what you were up to. The internet was something you went to, sat down at a desk for, and then left. It had edges. By 2016, teen screen time had crept up to about 7 hours and 20 minutes. Snapchat was everywhere. Instagram was the place to be. Vine was in its final months, but still producing some of the best content the internet has ever seen. Pokemon Go came out that summer and got millions of people to actually go outside, chasing a Snorlax in the park at 11 at night with complete strangers. It might have been one of the last times a piece of technology made the physical world feel more alive instead of less relevant. But something else happened in 2016 that most people don't think about. In March of that year, Instagram killed the chronological feed. Your posts used to show up in order, newest first. Your feed was literally your feed. You saw what the people you followed posted in the order they posted it. After March 2016, an algorithm decided what you saw. Twitter made the same switch that month. And at the time, nobody made a big deal out of it. Instagram said users were missing 70% of posts and they were just trying to help. But in hindsight, it was the moment the internet stopped being a place you explored on your own terms and started becoming a place that was curated for you, whether you asked for that or not. Today, Gen Z averages over 9 hours a day on screens. 41% of American teenagers report more than 8 hours. And one study from the University of Michigan found that the average American child between 6 and 17 spends about 7 minutes a day in unstructured outdoor play, which represents roughly a 50% decline over 20 years. Back in 2006, a survey of mothers found that 70% of them played outside every day when they were kids, but only 31% said their own children did the same. And that was almost 20 years ago. We were already losing ground then. The thing is, None of this is the kids' fault. In 2006, essentially zero teenagers had smartphones, not because they had more discipline, but because the iPhone didn't exist yet. Today's teens didn't choose a 9-hour-a-day screen environment. That world was built around them before they were old enough to have an opinion about it. The adults designed the algorithms, the companies optimized for engagement, and then everyone handed a 12-year-old a device engineered to be addictive and wondered why they couldn't put it down. That's not a character problem, that's a design problem. So why 2016 specifically? Why not 2012 or 2014? Because 2016 sits at a very specific inflection point in the history of the internet. It was the last full year before TikTok launched internationally and rewired how an entire generation consumes information. Before AI-generated content existed, before the algorithm had fully taken control of what you see, hear, and buy. In 2016, you posted a photo because you wanted to, not because you were trying to game a recommendation engine. Your explore page didn't know you better than your therapist. The internet was getting bigger, but it still felt like you had some say in your experience of it. And the nostalgia cycle itself is compressing, which might be the most higher IQ part of this whole thing. Pop culture used to look back about 30 years. Happy Days premiered in the 70s and was set in the 50s. That 70s show debuted in the 90s. Stranger Things came out in 2016 and was drenched in 80s nostalgia, right on schedule. But 2026 is the new 2016 is a 10-year cycle, 3 times faster than normal. Spotify playlists titled 2016 are surging. Brands are already capitalizing on it. And the reason the cycle is compressing is that social media created something no previous generation had, a documented, searchable, re-experienceable past. You can scroll back to your 2016 self right now. Try scrolling back to 1986. The other thing worth noting is who's driving this. Gen Z was between 6 and 16 years old in 2016. They're not nostalgic for the politics or the news. They're nostalgic for the feeling of not yet being adults on the internet, for a time when being online still felt like play instead of performance. But we think the 2006 comparison reveals something even more fundamental. 2016 was the year the internet stopped being chronological. 2006 was the last year before the smartphone. The iPhone launched in June 2007, and within a few years, the boundary between online and offline dissolved completely. Before that, the internet existed at home, at school, at the library, not in your pocket, not on your nightstand at 2 in the morning. There was a physical gap between you and the digital world, and in that gap, you did things. You got bored, and the boredom turned into something. You rode your bike somewhere with no destination. You sat on the floor at Blockbuster for 20 minutes picking between 2 movies you'd never heard of. You made plans by calling a landline and hoping the right person picked up. And when you hung out with people, everyone was actually there because there was nowhere else to be. Nobody was half present, scrolling something under the table. What 55 million TikTok videos are really reaching for, whether people realize it or not, is a version of daily life where not every moment was optimized, where you could be unreachable, where an afternoon could be unproductive and nobody, including you, thought anything of it. The prices went up and the screens took over, but the thing that actually disappeared was texture, the small, unoptimized parts of a day that nobody thought to protect because nobody realized they were valuable. A Big Mac for under $3, an afternoon with nothing to do, a feed that was yours. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.